from KQED.
If there is one road that listener Aaron Perry Zucker has become familiar with, it's Interstate 5, or as Southern Californians call it, the 5. He grew up in LA, but now lives in San Francisco, so he's on the road pretty often. Along the way, he sees these signs that in big black letters read,
"Speed limit enforced by aircraft."
Signs like these are all over California's highways. If you drive around a lot, you've probably seen them. And if you're anything like Aaron, they might have you wondering, are these things for real?
Are we paying somebody to be flying over the roads the whole time? It seemed either like some really complicated system that I couldn't believe existed, or some sort of, you know, security theater signs make people obey the law better, even if they don't really make sense.
Reporter Kelly O'Mara did some high-flying research to find out. She sat down recently with KQED morning news anchor Brian Watt.
Kelly, first of all, should we believe those signs?
You should believe them. They are not lies. I went up in a helicopter to see this in action, and it's not as complicated as you think. It's actually pretty low tech. The helicopter literally flies over a speeding car and then starts a stopwatch when it passes one mark on the road and stops the stopwatch when it passes another. And that's it. And with that, they know whether or not you're speeding.
And so what, they radio to the ground?
Yeah. Well, it'd be crazy if the helicopter pulled you over.
Right. Yeah, I've never seen that happen.
Right.
Okay, so what happens after they've clocked someone?
Right, so after they've clocked you, they radio down to the ground and a actual officer on the ground pulls you over. And it might be 20, 30 minutes later and they say, well, we saw you speeding way back there.
I see. How likely are you to be pulled over?
It's pretty rare. It's more common on Highway 5, out on some of the stretches of 280, but it's rare.
But it happens.
But it happens. We even had one CHP officer, Officer Daniel Hill, tell us a story about pulling over a motorcyclist from air.
I believe our airplane was able to successfully follow a motorcyclist who was riding extremely recklessly. I think he was going in excess of 130 miles an hour. Wheelies all over the roadway on Interstate 580, and the airplane actually followed him to his house, got a perfect description of the person, especially as he took his helmet off via the camera, and then the officer showed up 5 minutes later, knocked on the door, the aircraft was overhead still, the use of the camera to confirm, hey, that is the guy.
There's only 6 pilots in the whole Bay Area, 2 helicopters, 2 planes, and that's it. It's a lot easier to do it with LiDAR and radar now. We have all this technology. We don't need someone in the air literally watching you, you know, from the sky.
So 6 helicopter pilots in the Bay Area, but they're not just looking for speeders, right?
Right. I mean, that's why we still have helicopters, even though we have radar and LiDAR, because they do all these other things. When we were up in the helicopter, we actually medevaced a kid to a hospital because we were there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Kelly O'Mara, keeping us honest. Thanks.
We asked CHP for data on how many speeding tickets are issued every year by officers and aircraft. They said they don't track that, so couldn't give us specifics, but we do know this. There are about 1 million tickets issued every year in the Golden Gate District. We asked officials, is the number from aircraft closer to 10 or 10,000? Their answer? It's closer to 10. Big thanks to Aaron Perry Zucker for asking this week's question. You could have your question answered in an upcoming episode, but you have to ask it first. Send us a note about what you've been wondering at baycurious.org. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. Thanks, guys.